It's the spring of 1931, a cool Monday morning in late April. In several small villages near Manitowoc in northeastern Wisconsin, six young men have arisen early to prepare for a short trip. One of them, a 20-year-old trumpet player, peers out of his window in Rockwood toward the four tall lime kilns that are the town's landmark. Waiting outside are three of the others, two from nearby farms, the third from Kellnersville, another village a few miles away. The four climb into a touring car in the driveway and drive 2 miles to Francis Creek.